Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Week I was paging through the Jerusalem Post and I came across a story and the headline was the following: anti-Semitic Canadian restaurant owner faces growing legal woes. As I read the story, came across the name of who I consider to be quite a hero. His name is Shai DeLuca and he is the gentleman causing the anti-Semitic restaurant owner all the legal woes. Delighted to have on the line with us right now, Shai DeLuca, speaking to us from Canada. Shai, good afternoon to you and thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon to you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so unpack this story. I've got a massive smile on my face. Why are you giving this poor restaurant owner such a terribly hard time?
Okay, so I'll give you a little bit of background. I am a television and media personality in North America, and I'm on TV regularly, and I have been for 10 years, which has given me quite a public platform. And in 2014, when the Gaza war was happening, my public platform in terms of the Jewish community here really became a sounding off point for a lot of people who felt like they didn't have a voice to be able to speak out and use my public platform to speak about anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. Jump forward, probably about a month and a half ago, I was receiving emails and messages from many people within the Jewish community as well as not Jewish community, asking me if I had heard of a particular business that had been posting on her Instagram, her business's Instagram, excuse me, some posts that, you know, they thought I should see. The name of the restaurant is Food Benders, excuse me. It is a vegan kind of restaurant shop. And I had gone on her Instagram feed and I noticed that she was taking a political stance about things that were happening in Israel, which is fine, but her, I guess, politicizing moved away from slowly at the beginning from, you know, political discourse to outright anti-Semitism. And I had reached out to her on one of her posts. She had posted a picture of Leila Khaled, who is a terrorist. She had hijacked planes. And I had said to her, in her post, she said she was a hero. I said to her, I need for you to understand why what you're doing now is crossing over into anti-Semitism. She basically ignored me. She laughed it off. And I said, okay, fine. I said, you know what? Let's see how this progresses. As time moved forward, people within the Jewish community as well as government officials, so Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, Doug Ford, who is our premier, and our mayor, John Tory, had spoken out against what she was doing because she had posted a board outside of her restaurant which read, hashtag Zionist not welcome. What that led to was a human rights complaint in the human rights courts here in Canada by a 90-year-old Holocaust survivor who had said, you cannot deny me entry into your restaurant or into your store based on who I am.
Political belief. Yeah.
Well, it's political belief, and of course we know that when people use the term Zionism,
they mean Jew, don't they?
Yes, they mean Jew, of course. So it jumped forward a little bit from that, and I started to receive messages. I woke up one morning and I had all these messages in my inbox with screenshots of her Instagram account that she had taken my Instagram account, my photo. So I preface by saying I'm Israeli. I live here in Canada now. But, I served my service in the IDF. And what she did was she took that screenshot and posted across it that I'm a terrorist and that I point guns at Palestinian children in order to sniper them. So obviously that in and of itself is abhorrent enough. But because of my public platform, I had to be quite vigilant and make sure that I cut this off at the neck. And I reached out to a great legal team, Lawfare Project out of the U.S., and a local legal team here who sent a cease and desist letter to her. That cease and desist letter was ignored. And after it was ignored, a lawsuit ensued.
Is the law in favor on your in Canada?
Yes. So the law
in favor
Canada,
of your
of my stance? Yeah. So the law in Canada is very much different from what it is in the U.S. In the U.S., freedom of speech has absolutely no limits. In Canada, freedom of speech is, of course, still something that, you know, people, freedom of speech is an important cornerstone to law here. However, in Canada, we do have hate speech laws. So, you know, when you veer off from freedom of speech or when your freedom of speech starts to incite, violence or prejudice or bigotry, that is a problem. So this is where the problem was. She basically posted defamatory comments about myself, knowing who I was, trying to, you know, affect me personally. And that was something that I could no longer stand for. And speaking out, you know, has been quite an interesting thing, because what I did not know a lot about Jewry in the diaspora is that historically, speaking out against anti-Semitism has caused them to lose jobs, has caused them to be targeted. You know, as an Israeli, that to me was something that was so...
And that was my next question, Shai, is there a price to pay for this? Have you been threatened at work? Has this affected you in negatively in any other way?
You know, I have to say that my my TV station has been nothing but supportive. This morning, actually, I gave an interview on our national news broadcast speaking about this. And what this has done, thankfully, I don't know if it's because we're here in Canada, or I don't know if it's because it's me personally and I'm working, you know, with the people that I do, but it has started a conversation that apparently in the last, you know, 72 years has never been spoken about. And I think that this is my silver lining to this kind of horrible situation, is that it is shining a spotlight on one of the types of racism that everybody seems to be comfortable with, which is anti-Semitism.
It is. It's exactly the case, isn't it? I mean, we see all these Black Lives Matter campaigns taking place worldwide, and I think any of us with any decency completely support it. But defending one kind of racism doesn't mean another one is okay. And there's a disconnect that's going on that I just do not understand. Somehow that age-old hatred of anti-Semitism seems legitimate again. And even the Jerusalem Post in your article talking about you says comes as a surge of anti-Semitism happens across Canada and much of the rest of the world. Interesting.
It is. You know, I have to say that I'm witnessing what is happening here on the ground, and it is at the very minimum disheartening. I mean, I'm seeing people say things, comfortably say things that, you know, before, however many years ago, people would have lost jobs for, specifically about targeting Jews. But now all of a sudden it seems to be something that's so accepted, or at least looked at, you know, people look the other way.
What kind of sanction are we looking for in this case? What's going to happen to her if everything goes your way?
Well, the lawsuit itself, and, you know, I can't speak to the legalities. The lawsuit itself is for $800,000 Canadian. And the reason is quite simple. I know, I mean, you're now talking to me from South Africa. This story has reached a global level. I have given more into, I've worked in television for 10 years. I have given more interviews in the last month from people across the world that, yeah, you know, so, I mean, it's good in a sense. But what I really want people to understand is that political discourse, you cannot ever use political discourse as a mask for your racism. And if you do, specifically here in Canada, there will be a price to pay.
Shai De Luca, can't tell you how grateful I am that you agreed to speak to us. What a pleasure. Good luck in your case. We will follow it with great interest. I've got 1 minute left, and I have to tell you, apropos absolutely nothing, your name absolutely interests me. How on earth do we get – are you an Israeli-Italian? How on earth does Shai and De Luca work together?
Yeah, well, let me it's actually a really interesting story. So, yes, I am Israeli. My father was born in southern Calabria. My mother, you know, has – my mother is a Sephardi Jew. We've known that for, you know, forever. My father was born in southern Calabria in the 50s, and he was born to what he thought was a Catholic family, grew up in a Catholic family, didn't know much about his history. Fast forward a couple years, when DNA testing started to become something that was, you know, more prevalent,
no
we did our
way.
DNA testing, and we found out that my father's family was actually descendants of the Spanish Inquisition Jews. And the reason that their name was De Luca was to hide the identity.
What? I'm so glad I asked the question. I thought I had no right to do so, but I'm so glad I did. Good luck with your case. We will follow you with great interest. And once again, thank you so much for talking to us.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Good. Goodbye. What an incredible thing. What an incredible man and such bravery. Such bravery if you are a television host. One wonders whether, had he lived in Europe, whether in fact he would have been able to have felt comfortable enough to have taken the steps that he did. My feeling is that Jews in Europe are not as outspoken and as proud of their Jewishness as, say, Canadians are. I certainly think that different laws are applicable as well. Kol hakavod to you, Mr. De Luca. Very, very fascinating. Karen weighing in as well, saying fascinating man, and more than just fascinating, Karen, brave man, a brave man who stood up for his principles and is taking a stand. And for that, I tip my hat to him. And we will watch the outcome of that court case with great interest, because what happens there will have application world over.